Hey, yo, what up? It's your boy Wayne Hiz, one half of His and Hers podcast. Be sure to tune in every Wednesday and Sunday for the latest up-to-date content and episodes. As per usual, you can find us on Apple, Spotify, and Anchor. Tap in with us. Peace.
I want to rock with you.
Yes! We back at it. It is your boy Wayne Hiz.
And Vanessa Hers.
What's up, y'all?
What is up?
We want to rock with you.
It's been a minute.
Been a cool little minute, you know what I'm saying? Y'all hear the intro with Janet playing?
Oh, yes.
Let's get it. Nah, thank you guys for always continuing to rock out with Vanessa and myself, His and Hers. We are very, very appreciative for the small milestones that we have reached. Talk to them, babe.
We don't know who listens to us, but we are grateful. We see the numbers. You guys are still tuning in on a weekly basis. Our audience has grown a bit. Mm-hmm. Not sure if you've checked out on our little status of our podcast. Thank you so much for those that share, for those that give us our feedback, for those that give us our flowers. We appreciate y'all.
Big facts. Definitely, definitely, definitely. You guys are seem to be following us on Spotify, Apple. I can't thank you enough.
It's not Anchor anymore, by the way. Yeah, Spotify did buy out.
Spotify for podcasters.
Yes.
So yeah, man. You know, everything is all relative. The more you guys share, the more you tune in, the more you give us feedback. It's constant fuel for the soul. You know, we just want to leave our mark in this space, and you know, it sort of feels like we're off to a great start. But you know, none of it's possible without you guys.
We absolutely love the feedback. Pretty much, honestly, we do listen to you guys, and that's what keeps us going also. It makes us come back stronger. It gives us ideas. It gives us topics that we know people are interested in, because life is crazy.
Super crazy, man. I mean, all you got to do is turn on your TV, pick up your phone.
It's horrible.
And you just see so much going on in the news and in the world and all these political changes and... It's crazy, man. It's crazy across the board, you know, economically, spiritually, mentally, physically. All you want to do is just lead a healthy lifestyle, improve your quality of life, and just keep trucking along. But, you know, the curveballs and the hurdles are going to always, and the pitfalls are always going to surface, and you just got to find your way to navigate through that. And that's the toughest part for a lot of people, you know?
Definitely. And we don't want to focus on the bad. It's bad enough, like you just mentioned, like when we get on our phone, on the radio, on the news, every single day. Like, you turn on your computer, for myself at work, Google pops up. It's some type of bad news. We don't want to focus on that. Mm-hmm. Honestly, we've leaned on our podcast. I feel like we want to not only share our thoughts, mm-hmm. our honest opinions, because that's what we do.
Right.
But we've always said that we want to give some type of information, positive reinforcement out.
Yeah.
And we want to keep it that way. You know, we can focus on the bad. We don't want to.
Yeah.
It's bad enough.
And you hit it on the nail right on the head. I mean, there's so much different avenues and there's so many different mediums for that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like all your social media platforms, negativity, news, negativity, negative people, whether it be at work and in passing. Like, we talked about it a few pods ago. Like, common courtesy is not so common anymore.
No.
People don't even greet you in the morning. They don't even say, hi, good morning, good afternoon, good evening.
That's not normal anymore.
You know what I'm saying? I hate the new normal, though.
Yeah, and you know what's crazy? I know some of you are going to be like, oh my God, here she goes again. But, like, when I go to Mexico, mm-hmm. everyone is nice. Mm. Like, you go to the grocery store, every single person is like, good morning, like, buenos dias, oh, yeah. ¿Cómo está hoy? Like, they always greet you in the sweetest way. That makes it, like, feel like home.
Yeah. And
here, no one even holds a fucking door for you.
I think if you travel, to your point, I think if you travel in general, though, you get a sense of that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Sometimes you get a sense of the rudeness, too.
You do, but I just feel like if when you travel, I feel like it opens a lot of people's eyes. If you just go, like, you know, if you don't venture beyond your zip code, you don't really have, like, a full-fledged feel about what is, you know what I'm saying? But, yeah, anyway, let's not to get off topic, man.
And what is the topic?
So, you and I were talking off air, off mic, and we kind of were discussing just the whole thing about different variations of ego, different variations of who takes the lead, who wears the pants in the relationship, things of that nature. I feel like it's an interesting topic to breach simply because I don't feel it's something that couples really discuss. I don't even think it's anything that necessarily always has to be said per se. I think people just kind of know. You ever like been out somewhere, like could be in a public setting, and you see a dude and a girl, or a girl and a girl, a guy and a guy. Love is love.
Love.
You know what I'm saying?
Make
and
sure
like,
you always clear that up.
You have
you
to.
Much.
That's my disclaimer. You know what I mean? But you kind of see one opposition or one party, sort of like taking the lead in the relationship, or you know what I mean? It's like they're interacting with their partner, but it's like whatever they're saying, the other person is just like doing it.
Mm-hmm.
You feel me? And I'm just like, damn. When we see who wear the pants in that motherfucking relationship, because god damn, like, you know,
I hate that.
What you hate about it, though?
I don't think there's such a thing as one person wearing the pants.
You don't think?
I don't think.
I think some people get ran out here in their relationships.
No. Like, okay. So let's, once again, let's focus on the positive because we're not going to talk about the negative. We're going to talk about the negative, too. But not yet. Not yet. Slow your roll. So, in old times, or as we like to say in history.
Modern times. Vintage times.
It's always, and my nephew said 1900s.
Oh,
Were you born in the 1900s? I don't know. Punch him. Anyway, moving forward.
These 2000 babies.
I'm like, what? In the 1900s?
Oh, my God.
Whatever.
The disrespect.
Right? I was, and whatever. But nonetheless, you know, I think automatically the roles that we see is the man is the man.
Right.
And I'm doing a fist. Oh. I'm like, the power.
Oh.
You know, and the woman's a woman. Like, we just follow. Like, we can't be the leaders. That's old timing.
Yeah, I don't think that's what it is today.
No, hell no, it's not. That's what I'm saying. Mm-hmm. Like, I think originally, automatically, the way that people see it, maybe even like my grandma.
Right.
Maybe even like older people, not our parents, because I don't think they grew up within that mindset or like that. They didn't grow up with that type of scenario or background or, you know, like they weren't within. Or you have to follow the man, because both our moms are not like that.
Facts.
But, for example, with my grandparents and my great grandparents were together their whole life.
Mm.
Literally since they were 12 years old till they died.
I love that. I love people who just can.
My great grandparents literally are the story of the Notebook.
Yeah.
In person, they died a week apart.
That's crazy.
And my grandpa died before my grandma because he knew she was sick and he couldn't take it.
I just think that's amazing how people. My best friend's grandparents are still together too.
And that's so awesome.
And it's beautiful to see them. And they just the way that they show up for one another, and they show up for him, and now his son. You know what I mean? Like their great grand. I just think that's amazing.
So crazy. I remember I was young and I grew up with both grandparents, great grandparents, like in my life. So to me, that's why it's so important for my son to have that with my parents. Whatever, you guys have heard it a million times, whatever. But with my great grandma, I remember she would always tell me, like, oh, when you're of age, you're gonna find a husband and you're gonna have to cater to him. And she would tell me, like, your grandpa, he's a grouchy man, but I go along with it. And I remember her telling me this at a super young age. And keep in mind, my grandma would wake up every morning and make my grandpa two tortillas, handmade. Every morning until the day of her death, literally.
Right.
Every morning. He found out she was sick because my grandma made the tortillas for him that week that she was in the hospital.
Wow.
And he was like, who made this? Literally, he was like, where's your mom? Like, what's going on? And that's how he was able to tell that she was sick. Crazy.
Yeah.
And my grandma's like, I made the tortillas exactly like she would. His food exactly to the T, like my mom would. I've seen her make it a million times. So I knew how to make it. And he was like, your mom did not make this. What's happening?
Wow.
You know, and yeah, when I would have these conversations with her, keep in mind, I'm super young, so I'm going over there. And she would always tell me, like, you're so beautiful. When are you going to get married? I was like 17, 18, okay? And I'm like, Grandma, those are not the times anymore. You know, like, things have changed.
Things have changed.
And she would always tell me, like, oh, when you find a man, just make sure that you cater to your man. Just make sure that you take care of your man. And whatever your man says, you have to be okay with. And in my head, I'm like, the fuck?
Yeah.
Nah. No. Like, yes, I get it. But no.
How do you think that correlates today? Because I have my theory and my views on it, but I want to hear yours.
So I feel, see, the way that they were raised and the way the with the mindset and the beliefs that they were raised, that made relationships last, right? Mm-hmm. Like they don't believe, and my grandma said it like clearly when she had married my grandpa. He passed away. He's been deceased. Like, she's been alone forever since he passed.
Right.
And she didn't remarry. And she said, I believe in one marriage. I believe in one love.
Mm-hmm.
And she's stuck to it.
Okay. And I think that's amazing.
I do too.
I think that's beautiful. Is it real?
No.
I just don't feel that that's always sustainable today.
So, I think back then, even if you weren't okay with things that your husband did, for example, like, not, I didn't hear this from my great grandma, but I heard it from other people, right, like the family, when we talk about it, whatever. My grandpa was a wild man, my great grandpa.
Mm-hmm.
And not wild, like getting kids, like, you know, women pregnant out of marriage, but that he would have his little flings.
He was moving around?
Yeah.
He was outside.
Or that he would go out.
Yeah.
He would go out for a few drinks, and not my grandpa, my great-grandpa.
Your great-grandpa.
And he would come home late, and she would just deal with it. Mm. And she said, well, that's, I have to, I'm his wife. So that was her mindset. Like, you have to, that's your husband.
Mm-hmm.
You have to cater to him. Who cares if you're upset? Who cares if you're not in the mood? Who cares? You know, but then again, keep in mind, like, for example, my grandma, 6 kids, stayed at home. Grandpa put in work.
Right.
My grandpa was the one that would work. She didn't work. They came to the U.S., bought property. She didn't work up to, like, till now. You know, he left her properties. You're set. You're good. Now she manages all of them, of course, and now it is working, you know, quote unquote.
Right.
But he never wanted her to work.
Right. It's not the kind of work that she would have had to do if he didn't, if he wasn't as...
Yeah, if he was here, there's no way possible. Like, she would do anything.
Yeah. So I just feel like, with that, as we correlate that and navigate that to today's times, I just feel like today, and I mentioned this earlier, I don't feel like it's sustainable, because I feel like, and I'm gonna turn up a little bit, you know what I'm saying?
Turn way the fuck up.
And I'm gonna speak to something that I feel needs to be highlighted. Okay, so I don't feel, when it comes to like the wearing the pants shit in the relationship, I feel like it's, let me just speak on men and women. I know that there's love is love, but I'm only focusing on, this is a relationship couples podcast, so I'm focusing on men and women for an isolated second here. I feel as though there's a lot of men who don't know exactly what they want. Women too, but I'm primarily speaking to men.
Mm, okay.
So you forced, I feel like in essence, now you forced women to now boss up, really, really, really get their shit in order, align their affairs with their drive, their focus, their energy, their effort, their sweat equity. And like, now, if you're not meeting a woman eye level, if you're not parallel to where she is, she's lapped you.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So in that sense, I understand why a lot of these women aren't acquiescing to these men or being submissive,
mm-hmm,
or wanting to allow their man to lead in that regard. You know what I mean? Because you haven't earned it. You don't deserve it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And honestly, and I don't blame these women, the modern women, mm-hmm, you know? But now, let's flip it, you know, because you got to flip it now. So the flip side to that equation is, you can't be so bossed up of a woman that you can't allow your man to lead. It's a flip side to that. There's a catch-22 because, mm-hmm, yes, while you want to be independent, you want to be recognized as such, you want to be this beautiful specimen that's going to go out, get your nails done, get your hair done, you this boss, baddie-ass chick. But then, when you come home, you a drill sergeant. Nah, we're not doing that. You know what I'm saying? That's where you have to find a happy medium or a balance to allow your man to step in and at times lead.
Well,
that's a catch-22, though. That's not always easy. It's not always, and I think that's where a lot of conflict comes into part, right? So, as the guy, if you are taking care of home, if you are doing the things that you're supposed to be doing, you know, and you are, the communication is always on par with your significant other, I feel as though that should be, that's, that transition should be seamless if you're taking care of what you're supposed to take care of.
Yeah.
Now, if you're not, and you still expect, and you're still expecting to lead, you're not going to get anywhere. That conversation is not going to go far because you it's spotty. You know, everything, your efforts have been spotty. It's half-assed. Oh, flowers here, a date there, movies here, a trip there. Like, you know what I'm saying? It's nothing consistent about your effort. So why would you...
Consistency is key.
You know what I'm saying? So why would you expect your woman to be submissive to that? No woman's going to subject themselves to that standard or that quality of relationship.
And keep in mind, when you're already dating a boss bitch, it's hard for us to change what we're molded into.
Right.
So we're already fighting ourselves.
Right.
We're fighting our thoughts. And we are trying to break our walls down. We've discussed this as well. For me, that was difficult. Mm. Because I've always been the type, I don't need anyone. Like, I'm going to get it myself. Because I've done it.
It's facts.
You know? Yeah. And, but how dope is it and how amazing is it that I can actually rely on my partner?
Facts.
Like, I don't always have to be tired. I don't always have to do it on my own. I don't always have to be the boss bitch that I am. Some days, can I just chill? You know?
Yeah.
And it takes a lot for women like me to realize it and to bend a little bit.
Right.
And to be okay with the man taking the lead. And it's not even about you taking the lead or you being the man.
No.
You know, because it's not like that. It's just, we're just used to getting it ourselves.
You touched on something earlier, right? With regard to your, when you were discussing your great-grandparents and the iteration of what their relationship looked like and the ideals and the thoughts and the views that they had, right? That made their relationship somewhat of the golden standard. You touched on something when you said, what did you just say? It just came to me and I lost my train of thought that fast. But I think it was something to the effect of, she just got to like, when you said that your great-grandfather would be out, you know, doing him, mm-hmm. and then he would get home to the crib and your great-grandmother just had to deal with it.
Yeah.
Right? I feel like now, the once was, oh, I'm just going to deal with it, is now turned into, oh, nah, two can play that game. Like, combative.
Oh, for sure.
You dig what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like, the modern women, not we're going for that.
No.
Oh, you want to go outside? You want to be on stories on IG? You want to act like you having fun when I call you? And you don't want to FaceTime me? And I hear fun and laughter and ha-ha kikiing in the background? Okay, let me go get on my IG story with my girls. We going to go drink. And you going to hear some ha-ha kikiing in the background. Petty. It is petty. So, we got to be real, though.
We got to talk about that, too.
It's a fact.
Because keep in mind, everyone knows when you're fighting with your significant other, especially on social media.
Oh,
everyone.
Yeah.
You're posting out with my girls. What do we say? Like, you know?
Yeah, don't need no, you know what I'm saying?
Yes, exactly.
You said the word. No nigga, you know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
It's a fact.
Fuck this, boss bitch, independent. Like, automatically, you're like in aggressive mode, like in attack mode. And we've talked about this, too.
Yeah.
Which, that shouldn't be the case.
It's crazy because, like, when you're doing that, it's a lot of sneak dissing. It's a lot of subs.
Mm-hmm.
Like, most, you know how women get their shit off? They get their shit off in music. They'll go play a song that, like, describes whatever mood they're in, mm-hmm. but it's attacking you.
For sure.
You know what I'm saying?
And you know what's crazy, though? A lot of times it's funny because people have asked me, like, who is it that you beef with? You guys forget we have a podcast.
Facts.
Yeah. At times, I'm not mad at Wayne. Sometimes I am. At times, I'm not. We have a podcast. Yeah. This is what we do.
It'd just be funny, though, because, like, people...
People assume.
Yeah, but that's the shit that people be on, though. Like, people are just looking for the next, like, iteration or the negativity to be there, to be present. It's like, damn, like... So all this happy shit that y'all done seen us post, and all these trips y'all done seen us on, and us being out on dates and shit like that, that just fucking...
That's boring. They skipped our stories because we're fucking boring. Because we're getting along so well, you know? The day that there's beef, oh, shit.
What?
You saw?
Y'all seen?
This, that. Oh, she put that this. Like, why?
Another way you can see, too, is if you peep people's pages. Like, oh, she deleted all the pictures of this nigga. You know what I'm saying? Oh, single.
there's people that I know their whole life story, right?
Yeah.
Never have I met them. And they're not even celebrities.
It's crazy.
Sometimes little influencers, sometimes people, you know?
Yeah.
That post their whole life. And I know that they broke up.
What's funny to me is, like, when people be in situationships and they still be, like, letting one person, like, take the lead. And this person don't even want you anyway.
Hey, most of the time when you're in a situationship, they don't even see your stories.
That's crazy, though.
You know that's true. Like, they're going to skip your story, for sure. They'll mute you. It's some bullshit.
Hell yeah. Because chances are, they don't want whoever it is that they fucking went on the side, or, you know what I mean? They don't want them to know that, you know what I'm saying? Where you at? Or
my shit's public. Shout out to all you creepy ass people that go through my shit that I don't even fuck with no more, or that I haven't, and it's not even beef, you know? I haven't seen them in a cool minute, or they don't follow me.
Yeah.
And I see that they see my story and I'm like, God damn, I forgot about you.
It's no beef, you just don't speak.
At all.
It's no beef, you know what I mean?
We've grown. I'm busy, I'm tired.
I just think that's funny that, you know what I'm saying, certain individuals can allow like social media to dictate who's gonna be like what? Like, for example,
who's gonna be the leader?
Yeah, like you can be out doing something, right? You about to, like, you already can have possibly made plans with your girls or whatever, right? Dude call, like, oh, where you at? Why he calling you? And da da da. Like, you gonna let him call you? He always call you like this? Oh,
yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, so he be checking in, you know what I'm saying? Like,
that's my
man's. But sometimes. It is like the flip side of that is when it gets called too much. Mm-hmm. You know, so like, girl, we trying to have a good time. We out. We listen to music. We taking shots. Tell that nigga, you'll be home. You know, you'll be home when you be home. Like,
That's it.
You know, and I just think that's a little like that's crazy too. When like dudes can't let they chick breathe. Like, you gotta let your girl. Like, for example, I'm not the type of dude that's gonna hound you. You know, I've never been that way.
You lying? No, just kidding. I'm kidding. Calm down.
No, like if it's late. If it's late, I'll be like, hey, you good? You know what I'm saying? You want me to come get you? What's up? Where you at? You want me to meet up? You good? Your homegirls, if you Uber, your homegirls bringing you home, how you come home? Like, you know, you want me to come get you? Or boom. That, like, we like that. Like, if it's late. Mm-hmm. Other than that, you'll call me. You be drunk half the time. Babe, I don't want to be here.
Wow.
Babe, I miss you. Babe, I miss you.
You are lying right now.
Baby, I don't want to be here.
I am not that drunk, babe. Stop playing. I'm out partying.
But you know what I'm saying? But like, nah. But
I'll be home.
You know the dudes that be like, really? Hey, where the you at? Blowing up the phone?
No.
Million text messages, 100 miles per hour? Like, that's not me.
We are not those people. No, we, honey.
When I be stepping out, doing what I'm doing, when I'm going to the games and shit with Pat, or, you know what I mean? I'm going to hoop late, shit like that.
Anyway.
You don't be on me like that.
You know what I think?
What you think?
Is a huge part here, though. And we don't talk about this enough. But egos.
Oh, yeah.
That has a lot to do with it, too.
Yeah.
I feel like a man always wants to feel like the man.
In what way?
In every single way, I think.
Because I be feeling like the man when I walk through. No, I'm sorry.
The singing podcast continues.
Was it?
I'm serious.
No, of course. I mean, you know, I just feel like we're wired that way. Most, look, listen. Man, I
but why is that? Why is that even a problem? Like, you get me?
I do get you. Look, with men, it's testosterone. It's this, it's that. Look.
Don't give a fuck.
Some of the dumbest... You know men argue over the dumbest shit?
Ugh, I know.
We argue over who our fucking favorite sports team.
I know.
Like, okay. Imagine if we was arguing over, like... I mean, I don't even know, man. But we argue over dumb shit. Our favorite sports team. Who got a better car? Who got the most chicks? You know what I mean? Like, just dumb shit. Like, who smashed whose chick? How many chick? Oh, you know, like, it's just
that
dumb.
That is definitely dumb shit.
It's dumb. Like, look at the shit that we have ego about.
And to boost your ego, so it's so crazy, and I won't get into this too much, but we recently found out that an uncle of mine was dating two women. How did my uncle's, his brothers respond?
Player from the Himalayas.
They were, like, clapping. They were like, let him live. And I'm like, what in the hell?
YOLO. You only live once.
My uncle's 60 plus.
Hey.
Not giving one fuck.
Half off every dinner with the side chicks. You heard?
Right? Senior discount. You know? And it's like, these men, and we were like, what if it was, and one of my aunts was like, what if that was one of your sisters? You know that my aunt was like, that's going to be me when I'm 60. I'm going to start saving my money so I can have myself a little sugar baby.
Little sugar baby.
And she was saying, right? Mm-hmm. And it's like, and he was like, nah, you're crazy. Like, right away, he was so quick to be like, you're crazy to talk like that. Your brother's doing it?
It's crazy.
It's back to the whole role, you know, and the whole, like, gender specific, like, nah, equal.
Yeah, ego does play a part in a lot of relationships, situationships, why things end, why things begin, why things are pretend.
Like, so when in reference to ego and roles, mm-hmm. I'm all good with certain things me never having to do.
Okay.
And, well, I mean, I want to know what
elaborate,
you're...
Elaborate, though.
For example, I should never take out the fucking trash.
Oh, of course ever. Not. Yeah, no. Never.
I should never have to roll the cans out or no, in.
You never, with me, you're never taking out the trash. You're never pumping your gas.
I've had to pump gas twice and because I was stubborn. And I'm like, no, I'm cool. We'll make it. And I didn't.
Yeah. And I'm saying, if I'm in the car with you, you never pump your gas.
Yeah, that's different. But like, you know?
Yeah.
I could count in one hand the times that I pumped gas within our relationship time.
Yeah. So that's what I mean.
But for you, uh-huh. What is it?
For me? Like, what? You mean, like, what are some non-negotiables?
Yeah. Because, honestly, not to... I'm going to regret this later, guys. I'm going to fucking regret this later. And not to blow up your head or anything, you know? But you're pretty... You're hands-on in our relationship.
I try to be. I do.
So there's no such thing as... I'm not cooking. No. There's no such thing as I'm not washing. Actually, you do 90% of our washing. Shout out to you. I fucking hate washing. Thank you. And there's no such thing as I'm not doing dishes. There's no such thing as I'm not doing the grocery shopping.
No.
There's no such thing. There really isn't nothing that you're just like, not the fuck, I ain't doing that.
Look, I'm going to tell you what it is. And one thing, this is the good part of ego. Okay, so unfortunately for me, I didn't have the greatest example as to how to be a man, right? My father tried, he attempted the brief time that we did have together. We had somewhat of a bond, but it was definitely one-sided. Like, I thought the world of this man, but clearly he didn't feel the same way about me, and that's fine. He transitioned on to the next life in 2017, and I left with some sort of regret, knowing, like, damn, like, you know? What I will say is this. The reason I reference that is because I pride myself on just being a fucking man.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Like, it's nothing for me to get my ass up when I'm dead dog tired to attend to my kid who's fucking teething and he's crying in the middle of the night. And knowing that I gotta get up.
We've had a rough week, guys.
You know what I'm saying?
We've had a rough week.
So, shit like that. Shit like making sure, hey, my girl fucking has a long-ass commute from work. Thursdays and Fridays, traffic is heavy. I know that. Wham, bam, I'm going to get home. I'm going to go to the grocery store real quick. Because, I mean, you know, just think about it like this. I work 10 minutes from where we live, mm-hmm. right? I get my ass home, don't shit be done. You, on the other hand, you drive with traffic. Some cases, you'd be lucky if you get home in an hour. Most cases, it's going to be an hour 30. Maybe an hour 45.
Mm-hmm, for sure. On a Friday,
Just shy of 2 hours. So imagine that. Imagine, let's play that scenario out. You come home, I get home from my little 10-minute commute. Woo, woo, work was good. You know what I'm saying? Lay down, feet up, bam. You come home, woo, dead dog, tired, nothing. Nothing's done. Everything's out of place. The dog just running around, clothes everywhere.
Don't talk
dishes
about
ain't
dog.
Nothing. No, I'm just saying, and you know what I mean? I'm just trying to paint a scenario here. Dishes all in the sink, no dinner. And then I just wake up, oh, what's up, babe? How's work? You're going to be like, what the fuck?
And, you know, there is situations like that. That's right. What I'm telling you.
Right.
The good thing is that you do your part.
Correct.
You know, and you do go above and beyond. You are aware and you do take into consideration that my commute is ridiculous.
Yes.
You do take into consideration that I go in 2 hours earlier than you do to work.
Yes.
You still wake up. You walk me to my car. You make my coffee. When we get a chance and we don't snooze 2-3 times, you make me breakfast. You know, like you said, when you get home, you make sure that you're starting dinner. Or I already left dinner semi-prep. You're already starting it for us. Like, we have our week fucking planned.
Facts.
And I think that's what people aren't aware of. Like, I wish that we could extend our time more.
Yeah.
Like, at times, I feel guilty for working out and not being with you and the baby.
Yeah, and I want you to know that I get that you're guilty, but that's my time with my son, too. Just like when I go to games or I go play basketball or I go out and hang out with my friends, you have your time.
And I love it.
You know
what
I mean?
And it's not that I don't like when all three of us are here, because I love that, too.
Mm-hmm.
But when it's just me and Lorenzo, like, that's our us time that I really, truly do love.
Exactly.
So I get it.
And same thing. When you go, when you
y'all
go
get
to
a
your,
break from me. It's okay.
Yeah, when you go to your class, man, I get to spend, like, that time with my son. You know, like, mm-hmm. father-son bond. Like, him laughing, giggling. I'm tickling him. He's counting. He's counting in Spanish. He's speaking Spanish to me. Like, my son is retaining so much information, like, when he's with his grandma and when he's with you and when he's around people. And, like, he gets, like, he's applying it with me. That's what I feel like, you know? Because I'm at work all day.
Yeah.
You know? So when I get home and I see my son and he, it's like, what did you learn today? Like, you know?
Yeah,
and he's like,
he's learning so much.
He's trying to tell me, you know? It's such a beautiful thing. And our kid is so beautiful. So I love that. But, again, not to belabor the point, but I just pride myself on being a man. Now, it's a lot of dudes that don't. You know what I mean? It's a lot of dudes that don't care about that part of it.
Also,
and that's ego.
Yeah, and ego, but also, they don't want to put in the work.
Right.
So they prefer to, let the woman take care of that shit. Nah, the girl has to cook. The woman has to wash. Nah, the girl has to take care of the kids. The fuck?
You know what's crazy? Dudes would do that, right?
You're going to be left.
Yeah, they definitely going to be left. But
behind.
It's crazy because, like, dudes be talking, right? Like, you know, dudes at work. Like, and I work in the waste industry.
Tell me what you guys talk about.
So, it's like older gentlemen. So, you know, it's no filter. I work at a place where, you know, these drivers and these management members, it is just, like, ferocious in there. Anything can fly,
huh?
Conversation-wise. Mm-hmm. So, they just be talking about, like, oh, I haven't had none in this and that. And I'm just like, and they'd be like, well, do you take your wife out? No. No. I pay all the bills. What do you think that means? You just think that means you ain't supposed to do nothing else, not be a father, not be a husband, not go home and do some shit, do some yard work. You just expect her to just have dinner ready, put the kids to bed, put the food up, go upstairs, fuck the shit out of you? No, it don't work like that.
But a lot of men think that.
Which is crazy to me. That's crazy to me. And they be wondering why they don't get no box.
Uh-huh.
You don't get what? No, you're not. You don't get to open up this box, this package. No, sir. It is coochie cobweb season for you niggas.
Yeah. Your woman's tired. Keep in mind, being a stay-at-home mom, it's a lot more work. Trust me,
facts.
Man. When my mom has gone on vacation, look, all three of us are happy to see her back.
That's a fact.
Me, Renzo, and Wayne.
That's a fact.
Because it's hands-on with this kid 24/7, nonstop. You have to take care of home. You have to take care of the baby. It's ongoing. You don't get a break.
And the shit that's a trip to me is the dudes, the dads who don't want to be with their kids alone. That's always comical to me.
That's crazy.
You know, like, no. Where you going? And in my head, I'm like, go ahead, babe. We good.
Mm-hmm.
I know exactly what to do.
And I love that. That's why I do get a lot of me time. And I'm not saying it like I take advantage of that shit every fucking weekend I'm out and about. No, but I do have time to go get my nails done.
Facts.
I do have time to go get my hair done.
Mm-hmm.
I do have time to meet up with a friend for brunch or lunch or dinner or a drink. Like, I have the flexibility of doing so.
Right.
And all we have to do is communicate. But because keep in mind, in this house, and we've worked on it because we both have a fucking horrible, stubborn attitude, we work on ego all the time.
Yeah.
Because just like I'm a boss bitch, you're not a boss bitch, but you know, like, you what are you? What's equivalent to that?
I am a stellar high value man. Okay.
Well, see, equal tomato tomato.
I am a high value man. That's what, shout out to Kevin Samuels.
We both put in,
rest in peace,
the same work.
Mm-hmm.
We try to both put in the same work at home.
Yeah.
Because there's no such thing here as, well, I do this, I do that, well, you do that. I'd never want that.
Yeah.
And keep in mind, once again, and we'll be straightforward, has there been issues? Fuck yeah, there has been.
Of course.
Do we bump heads? Fuck yeah, we do.
Yes.
Does our ego, like, have to, disinflate a little bit? Bring it down a little bit because
yes.
You're too full of your fucking self? Yes, That happens a lot here.
Yes, it does. And I think what...
And because we're both prideful... Can I finish?
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought you were...
Because we're... Well, no. Because we're both prideful of what we do for home.
Yeah.
I feel.
Yeah.
Just like at the same time that you're like, oh, I want to take care of this. I want to take care... I take pride in the days that you do stay out. Excuse you, Jody. The days that you are home later than me, or the days that you do go out with your friends, or the days that you do go play basketball, that you come home and there's a cooked meal.
Yeah.
Regardless of that, you come home and it's not a fucking mess, or that you come home and you just, hey, take a shower, relax. Like, and you don't have to worry about anything else.
That's a fact. And you do that. Like, you've always done that. Like, this isn't something that's new. It's been that way since the beginning of our relationship. Even when we were dating, you would do that. Mm-hmm. You were cooking, you were packing my lunches. Like, I'm talking about dating, not even like, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So that's, I know that that's you. Mm-hmm. I've always known that.
I feel like people think that I'm the whole fuck, that I get that princess treatment, that I don't do shit.
I think people think that.
Yeah, I'm like, you're full of shit.
I think people think that. But I think also, too, because they see sometimes, like, how happy you are, and they see us out, they see that we go on dates, they see that we actually like each other. Like,
so that, too, though.
That's how they
you
get
do,
that.
You do put in your part, like I said, and dates are planned, trips are planned, and that's not the only thing. Like, we talked in the previous episode of Love Language, it's not all about... Oh, what can you do for me financially?
No.
It's like, can I sleep a little more? Can I rest a little more?
Right.
Can I have some me time? Like I said, and we don't want to get into this because, man, we just said it. We had a rough week.
Yeah.
But last week with our son teething, and keep in mind, he's such a good baby. So it was horrible to see him suffering too.
Yeah.
You gave me chances to just get the fuck out of this house, which was like...
Or...
Thank you.
If I see
so
that you're
much.
Just beat, babe, what do I tell you? I'll say, hey,
take
babe.
Take a nap.
I'll say, go to sleep. I'll
stay. You're tripping.
Like, you're like, man, this kid's not going to go to sleep. I'll say, babe, go. I'll stay up with him. Just go. Because I know, like, you know, you got a long ass commute there and back, you know? And last thing you would want to do is have to deal with your crying baby running on 2 hours of sleep with no caffeine in your system.
Mm-hmm.
It's just a recipe for disaster. I know. You know what I mean? So that's why I'm like, babe, just go ahead. I'll stay up with him. You know, I got a shorter commute.
Yeah.
You know, I'll figure it out. Like, literally, my job is 10 minutes from our house, so I'm good.
And those are the little things that I always tell you that go a long way. Like, for me, like I said, we both work really hard, so luckily we're able to provide for each other. The other doesn't need from the other, in all honesty, financially. But in this whole partnership situation and what we're trying to work on, it's definitely one helping the other whatever way that we can.
Absolutely. I think that's learned behavior for both of us.
Oh, we both are working on each other every day.
Because it's learned behavior. And I don't mean that in like a negative way. I mean that just from the standpoint of you and I are two individuals who have grown accustomed to doing things on their own.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
So it's hard.
When we attempt to lean on the other, or I hate to use the term expect, but you know, for sometimes I think we might not openly admit that we expect certain shit from one another, but I think we do. And when those expectations are not met, I think that there's maybe some underlying resentment there that we never speak about because we're so prideful within our ego to even, you know what I'm saying? To even detail that or bring it to the surface.
Yeah, definitely.
You know what I mean? And I think that, you know, those are the things that we end up working through. But if we didn't have those lines of communication open to even speak about it, I don't ever think that we would be able to come on the other side of those types of, you know, surface level issues.
Yeah.
Because our issues are never major. Like, let me just be clear. I love my woman. My woman is everything to me. Her and my son mean the world to me.
How clear is that?
Very clear. Crystal, motherfucker. Crystal, remember Crystal Clear Pepsi? Like that clear.
Oh, that's nasty. Crystal Clear. Remember? Don't be comparing all Crystal Clear Pepsi.
Oh, my God. Do you Cherry Coke then? Crystal Clear Cherry Coke.
Finer than that, okay? The best of the best.
Can I finish my point?
Oh, go ahead.
Ego girl.
Crystal Clear, go ahead. Speaking of big eels, here you go.
Oh, my God. Head big. Big as the fucking balloons at Disneyland,
that's
man.
That's fine. Know what you bring to the table. You the whole table, sis.
So what I mean is, what I'm referring to is, like, our issues, while we have them, they're not, I wouldn't classify them as just like, oh my God, can't make it. You know what I mean? Like, our issues are just like you said, it's surface level shit. Like, I don't want to do that. I don't want to do it this way. Well, I want to do it your way. Okay, well, whatever. We're going to be stubborn about it.
Mm-hmm.
Then we'll talk about it later. Okay, all right, babe. You were right.
It drains.
You know what I'm saying?
You know, like,
it's just shit like that.
Because both of us don't know how to let go of shit.
Certain shit,
because both of us are used to dealing with things in life a certain way.
Yeah.
And like I said, I mean, that's all part of growth, you know? Like, as we always say, like, we want better for both of us, right?
Correct.
And I always tell Wayne, like, I want a light life. Like, I believe we both have had a heavy life. And I'm not bashing my parents at all. I don't even think that we realize the trauma that they deal with.
Correct.
Until now, we're adults and we're like, correct, what in the fuck shit show was that?
Which is why, and I referenced my father transitioning earlier.
Mm-hmm.
That's why that's exactly what I wanted to get off to him before he transitioned, was that I forgive you. Like, now that I'm a father, I understand a lot of it the shit that he went through.
Fucking hard.
Are you kidding me? You know what I'm saying? Now, again, In fairness to transparency and being transparent, accountability matters. Yes, so a lot of what he did was self-inflicted, right? He brought a lot of that stuff on his own. So I'm not excusing him of his behavior, and I'm not, you know, that's not what this is about, like, you know. But I do understand from the standpoint of having that pressure of, you know, damn, like, I got to take care of my kids. I gotta pay my mortgage, and I gotta pay my insurance, and I gotta do this, and I gotta do that. And then I can become diagnosed with kidney failure. How am I gonna pay my mortgage? Like, from a man's standpoint, mm-hmm. like, you know, like, I get that. That part I do get, because it's like, damn, everything's just coming at
you're
you.
You're struggling just to be a man.
You know
at
what I mean?
At that point.
And,
yeah.
like, you know, and you feel like your health is failing, and, like, your relationship's failing, your kids are, you know, your relationship
everything.
With your kids aren't the greatest. Yeah. So I get that part of it. Like, I can step outside of who he was as a person, and I'm just like, damn. I can only imagine.
Yeah. Now I tell you, and I know that we discuss this often also, like, whenever I'm having a tough day, like we said with the whole teething situation with our kid growing and him changing so much, like, he swears he's a little adult. At certain times when those days that we have tough days, I sit back, and I do think that often.
Thanks.
Like, we don't have it hard. And I literally have to sit there, pray, because I pray silently a lot. People probably don't even think I'm religious, but I am. And I have to remind myself, like, you're blessed, like, stop with the bullshit, you know. Yeah. Because it does take a lot for us to realize and sit back and just think, like, you know what, this ain't shit, like, we got this, keep it pushing.
Yeah. Like, and once you do that, once you start to appreciate the things that you do have, it kind of blends the picture, and it kind of sort of it amends it and makes it so that you see it clearer now. You might not always...
And it's so hard to do so, too.
Oh, yeah.
I know we keep saying, like, oh, this, and then we're like...
In real time.
But it's so hard,
It's
you know?
Always going to be difficult in real time.
For sure.
Because you want to speed time up.
And then when bad things happen, right, like, you get your little reality check. Mm-hmm. Like, we've mentioned, you can have an awesome day. For example, I'll put myself out there because I always do. Last Friday, grab my coffee. I'm going to work. I get to, they had gave me some bullshit ass news on the day before. I'm still trying to be positive, and I'm like, you know what? I'm blessed to have a job, right?
Too blessed to be stressed.
Yes, and I'm like, it's okay. Let me grab my coffee. Let me go to work. Great day.
Right.
Get a fucking flat tire.
I remember that day.
Look at God, telling me,
look at
slow
it.
Down, sis. Like, mm-hmm. It's okay.
Yeah.
Literally, I don't miss work just because I usually miss because I have a vacation or a Disney day. But I don't like to miss work just because.
Right, right.
It's not my style.
Nah.
That Friday was completely, like, just, it flipped for me.
Yeah.
I'm like, what the fuck?
I think because the bullshit they told you that you referenced, I think you missing is because you wanted it, like, you didn't want to miss right after that.
No, and they're going to think it's on purpose.
Exactly. You
and
know
then
what I'm saying?
I'm going to fall behind at my job. Like, there's so many things that fall into
and
that.
And I just compounded the frustration.
That it's like, really? Like, really? Today?
Literally, it was up.
And
was,
God's like, look, I heard your prayer. Do you remember?
You needed time off.
So you remember what you asked for? You mm-hmm. remember what you were stressed about? Timing and, you know, like, all of this. Well, here you go. Here's a little flat tire, a little extra stress for you. But guess what? You're working half a day.
Yeah, and I think too that you don't realize it, but those you actually made great use of that time. You was very productive with that time off.
I did. I got new tires, which I need because my commute's ridiculous.
Yeah.
So once again, shout out to the mighty old Lord, you know, keeping an eye on me. But not only that, honestly, a lot of times it's my head and my fucking ego that fucks with me.
Mm.
And that's why it circles right back.
Yeah.
Like, I feel, and I'm huge on this, and anyone that knows me, and you got to know me, you get to know me through the podcast as well.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if things don't go my way, I just completely lose it. Like, I will drown in a cup of water.
Mm.
If things don't go how it's planned and how it's according. And we were leaving to Bakersfield on Saturday, and these tires need to be ready. And, like, I'm, like, super stressing over nothing.
Right.
Luckily, that tire popped on me on Friday, not on Saturday, when we were all on our way to Bakersfield.
Right.
With the baby in the car. Like, I was by myself.
Right.
Yes, it was at 5 in the morning. Yes, it was scary. Yes, you know, shit happens.
Mm-hmm.
But it could have been worse.
Could have been. And I'm so glad that you called me and, you know, you were like, babe, the tire's in. So, you know, found out it ended up needing to be patched. But in the interim, we were able to go put air. So that way,
for the meantime, so, new tires, it's all good. And honestly, at times I feel like these things happen for you can take a seat. Because if not, I don't stop.
Well, yeah, that's usually when things like that happen, that's usually what it is. Like, you know, you just need to just chill, sit back. And you don't think about it because, like I said, in real time, it's hard.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, when you get a fender bender, anything like that, car accident, window bust, like so anything like that, lose your wallet, your phone, anything like that, it's like, fuck. In the moment, you just like, you want to scream, you know what I mean? Like, that shit, because those are like your lifelines. Think about all that, those things, your wallet, your car keys, your car, your phone.
Everything you need.
Those are extensions of your life. Those are lifelines for you. Like, you know?
Trust me, no one knows anyone's number now. I know like 2 numbers by heart.
Man.
You know, like, I really don't know shit that's on my phone. I lose that phone, it's over.
You know my number?
Huh? No fucking dog.
I didn't say you was a dog.
No, I don't know your number. My phone does.
That's crazy. Who you gonna call in the case of emergency? You don't know your mama number?
I know my dad. That's it.
How you don't know your mom number?
She never answers anyway.
That's crazy.
My mom never answers. I'm her child, I swear.
I mean,
I know my dad's and my grandma's.
I don't.
My grandma's always home.
I love my swagger. We're gonna have to get her iPhone though, because when we call, like sometimes it probably just
Like, your son always has her phone. She
you
does
say
not
she
care.
Never answer, but I'm saying, but sometimes you know them Androids, boy, they don't be working top flight.
Anyway,
tip top.
Speaking anyway, of ego, you see,
what about ego?
It has to be Apple. Be quiet.
Yeah.
What is one thing?
Got you on Apple. What's one thing? What?
Thank you. I appreciate you. I don't spend on phones, so there it is. Speaking of ego, what is one thing that you feel like people are not willing to give up? I mean, you lose out a lot, I feel. Let me answer my own question and then you could take the mic.
Okay.
Speaking of ego, and here comes me to the microphone. I feel like people lose a lot of chances over their ego. For example, when it's a misunderstanding. Misunderstandings are huge.
Okay.
You lose friendships over it. You fuck a family member.
Mm-hmm.
Fuck work. Like, that can close a lot of doors.
Yeah.
I feel.
Yeah, I agree. I would say,
for me, that's it.
The thing that stands at the top of my head is opportunity.
Mm-hmm.
You can lose a big opportunity. Like, I've seen many people lose opportunities because they couldn't get out of their own way.
Mm-hmm.
That could be work-related. That could be somebody putting them in position to obtain something. Like, people just, for whatever reason, I don't know what it is about today and just this, people just can't seem to, I don't know what it is, man. There's been a shift. I don't know if you feel it, but I feel it. I feel like there's a shift in just human decency, and I don't know why that is, but a lot more people could have a lot more grace, I feel.
Mm-hmm.
And I think in turn that will allow them to open themselves up, to free themselves of their ego.
Yeah, definitely, I agree.
Because Jesus Christ, man, like the shit that I be witnessing and the shit that people feel privy to, like people just feel privy. People feel like privy to know your relationship status and how much money you make. And you know what I'm saying? And me and my best friend,
so personal.
Me and my best friend talk about this all the time. Like, it's crazy, right? Because we know dudes who literally pocket watch both of us, right? Mm-hmm. But it's been going on for so long that it's funny to us. Like, we literally laugh, right? Mm-hmm. And me and my best friend, we laugh it because we feel like we're regular dudes. Mm-hmm. We never flaunt what we deem our success to be. We never talk about it. We've never been that way. But people see us and they just feel like they got it all for whatever reason. And like, me and my best friend have always been this way. We've always just been very, very humble, been very blessed. We've always challenged each other. And our friendship, we don't never expect people to understand it, right? So when people see us out and they see us doing the things that we enjoy doing, that we've been doing for years, mm-hmm. nothing's changed. Like, you know what I mean? They just see, oh, damn, they still cool. They've been friends for 30 years. Damn, they've been going to games for 15, 20 years. Like, damn, like that's something that we've always done, though. Like, mm-hmm. to us, it's like routine. We don't think about it. And there's specific dudes that we know that literally pocket watch us and say certain, make certain comments or certain assertions or assumptions regarding what they feel we do or what we might have. Mm-hmm. And to me, that's crazy. Like, if you got dudes in your circle like that or people that know you, you got to rid yourself from them. And we don't even fuck with these dudes like that no more. It's just funny, though.
It's like, why are you so worried about me,
though? You know
though?
What I'm saying?
Like, that's weird.
To me, that's so crazy.
That's a hater, for yeah. sure.
Yeah. Like, people will make comments about... It was funny, right? Because I'll share a story with you. So, we went to the game recently, a playoff game, right? Clippers mm-hmm. Suns. And it was a mutual dude that we
Flip
knew.
The Clippers.
Facts. Big facts.
Whoever heard of that, I mean it.
And my best friend was telling me about a dude, right? And he's like, he used to be a mutual friend of both of us, but neither one of us like really talked to him like that. Mm-hmm. I'm sure if we seen him in passing, it'd be cordial. But he's not in our circumference. Like, he's not coming to neither one of our son's birthdays, nothing like that anymore, you know? Mm-hmm. So he goes, man, that dude be fronting, man. He's like, you gonna have money if you breaking down your rent three ways. And I'm just like, whoa, shit. You know, and like, cause the dude like made a comment like, "Ah, oh, man, I get tired of seeing like broke people. They think that little 80. What he said? Like, I see. Like, he's like, I think, yeah, that little $80,000, $90,000 job. That shit ain't shit." And in my head, I'm just like, "Damn!" Like, I'm wondering because when he showed me the post, I'm like, "Who is he talking about?" You know? And I'm just like, "Damn!" Like, this dude really cares that much. Mm-hmm. And then my best friend was like, I don't know who he think he's talking about. Like, you better have money when you breaking down rent. How you a baller and you pay rent? He said, how you a baller and you pay rent? And you got two other roommates that you splitting the rent with. Mm-hmm. And I'm just like, it's crazy how people like the dynamic, like motherfuckers really be out here like fronting.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like acting like they're above the next person. Mm-hmm. Just to try to like floss in front. So when he said that shit, it was just like so profound. Like, damn, like.
Flossing is huge in this.
That's a part of ego, by the way.
I think
flossing is flexing. Yeah.
I think people live outside of their means, and what I mean, if you don't have money to even eat, what the fuck are you doing?
Yeah.
Who are you flexing for?
Yeah.
To me, it's cool. However you live, whatever life you live, if you're having a good time, if you're enjoying life, enjoy life.
Yeah.
You know, look, like my uncle said. Live your life to the fullest. We're all dying. Thanks. That's the bottom line.
I just wonder why people get so infatuated with other people's lives that they feel like they have to speak on it.
Well, it's like that. Like, and what keep is it in to mind, them? Like everyone judges.
Yeah.
At the end of the day, like we all judge, mm-hmm. and we can't lie there. Nice. You know, I've been on social media where I'm like, these motherfuckers. You know, like we've all done that.
Facts. No, it's facts.
But are you really truly happy? And we've talked about this a million times. When you log off that phone, when you put that phone down, when you're going to sleep, are you genuinely happy?
To me, to answer your question, when other people speak about other people, they're not happy.
Exactly.
In my opinion. Like, why are you speaking on the next person? Like, what is it about their life that causes you friction? Like, yeah. Why does my deemed success signify your failure?
Exactly.
You get me? Mm-hmm. Like, we all can eat. I want all my homies to win.
Yep.
Like, I got three homies right now who make way more than me. And I'm so happy for them. Like, I could not be so happy for them.
You know what's crazy? With my close circle of friends, I know for a fucking fact, at least one of them makes more than me. Mm. And we've never even discussed money.
That's crazy, right?
Because there's no need to.
Yeah.
She has her own business and she has her job. Mm-hmm. My other friend is a supervisor. You know, she's banking out. We don't talk about money. You know what we're here for? We're here to support each other.
Correct.
Regardless
That's what it's about.
Regardless of whatever the fucked up decisions you're making, regardless of whatever fucked up situations that are, you know, decisions I'm making, we're here to support each other. And at the end of the day, I mean, that's what it should be.
That's what you call a tight circle. You know what I'm saying? If everybody is literally on one accord, and that's what I love about my close friends group, man. Everybody is on one accord. Mm-hmm. Everybody's happy for the next person's success. That's awesome, man.
Let's hustle. You happy? I'm happy for that's you. A fact. You know, like, that's all it is. It's
These rotten apples, these skunks out here who stinking up the joint. Go find somewhere to spray, man. Nobody got time
away.
You know what I'm saying? Go away and spray. Don't nobody want to hear that shit?
Seriously. Your ego is all in your head because no one gives a shit about whatever.
Get out of your head. Get out your own way, man. Go get some vagina. Go get some...
Oh, okay. Well, it's not always about vagina. You see, people turn about the... It is not.
It is. For some people, it is, but we just gonna have to keep it real. There's some Casanovas out here, okay? They think, okay, that's another thing, real quick before we finish. It's a lot of people that really think, like they got so much ego that they think they can just go get that old thing back.
Shut the fuck? Yeah. Look.
You see what I'm
saying? Tell you a few things about yourself before
you,
that.
You heard? And dudes, too. Dudes be trying. Putting little emojis and DMs and shit, trying to test the water. You niggas not slick. You're not fooling a nigga like me. I know.
Okay. Not old cat like this. Oh God! Tell me your age, Uncle Wayne.
Uncle Wayne.
You really just sound old.
Back in my day.
See, you ain't fooling me.
Back in my day, Junior.
Horrible. We became those people already.
I know.
That's so sad. God. We're the auntie and the uncle for sure.
I feel it, babe.
Me too.
My
back hurts.
My youthful exuberance days are done.
My hip hurts. One Disney day, I'm like, oh.
Man. We tried to go dancing. Shit.
We were dying for like 2 days.
Jesus Christ. I'm like, did we go to the gym? I feel like we went on a hike. You know, like you feel sore when we go on a hike?
We did not.
Jesus
Christ, we just went dancing.
Man.
And we didn't really dance. We danced a little bit. And we were in pain. But anyway, guys, we're always grateful and we're going to continue to come back and discuss certain topics with you guys. We're trying to record and keep it at least once a week. We mentioned our struggles with you guys. We share them all the time. We have a toddler. We have no idea what the fuck is going on sometimes. A lot of times we can plan a perfect day. You can plan a pretty picnic. You literally cannot predict the weather with this kid.
Can't predict the ants.
Nope, at all. And like I said, it's not even him. It's changes that he's going through. So
yeah,
he dictates our life right now.
Absolutely, man. He's the boss. For real, for real.
For sure.
As always, though, I just want y'all to continue to, you know, check us out on the socials. Follow up with any feedback that you may have on any one of the episodes. It doesn't have to always be the most present or the latest episode. Even if something resonated with you guys on one of the prior or previous episodes, let us know, man.
We do see you guys still listening to the old episodes. Our counts are going up and we appreciate it. For those that are just tuning in with us, well, hello. You'll get to know us.
Yes, you will definitely get to know us because I'm the crazy one.
Oh, you are? Okay. Very crazy. Oh, my goodness.
No, I'm just playing with y'all, man. Look, man, don't have no ego. Love on your person, you know what I'm saying? Make them a priority. Don't be out here in your own way. Make sure you're getting some at the end of the night, you know? Because
it's not all about sex. Clearly, Wayne just focuses on that for now. Keep in mind, guys, for things to work out. Lovely.
For things to work out. For
exactly. Her. You have to work on yourself a little bit.
True.
You have to bend a little bit and not just sexually, like Wayne would think. No, I'm talking emotionally. You know, you have to be a little more gentle. Yes. You have to watch your wording. There's so much that we have to work on, and we're trying. Lord knows we're trying.
Yeah, I mean, and it'll be commonplace if you just practice those, you know, practice good habits, so that way that you can.
God's still working on us.
Absolutely, you know, you want to make sure that you're practicing good habits, and you're exercising those ego demons. Okay, mm-hmm. Get them out. We don't deal with that.
Definitely.
Anyway, man, this has been a wonderful episode. You guys have been a great audience. It is your boy Wayne Hiss.
And Vanessa Hurst.
And we appreciate y'all for always rocking out to the podcast, man. We're going to let Al take y'all out, all right? Love y'all, man. See when we see y'all.
Love y'all.
It's always love. Peace.
I'll be good to you. We'll be together. Yeah. To see each other.